Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Matic. I am joined today by Andrew Barron. We are doing our position-by-position breakdown of the main slate this Sunday on primarily DraftKings.com. And look, last week, I think it proved running backs truly don't matter. People, I think someone won $1 million with the 11 points from Jeff Wilson Jr. And every good quarterback is on the main slate this week. With the return of Patrick Mahomes, the return of Josh Allen, the return of Jalen Hurts. And, we got pocket passer Kirk Cousins projected ahead of Patrick Mahomes right now. Hilarious to see the projections at work, but I'm excited. I got takes. I was fairly nice. Take barren last week.
Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed. I remember, we struggled, and I definitely remember it was the Washington-Detroit game. Seemed quite obvious. We were worried about getting steam. And I was like, also, I guess the Miami-Baltimore game, like, that's definitely the one I'm second most interested in. And we both talked about it and we're there. But yeah, that was a bit of a disappointing. That's weeks like last week are the ones where I, as a, GPP bro, am like, kind of let it slip away. Didn't quite get there, like all the big chalk failed, but except for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyreek Hill. The problem is I really didn't have like Tua, Reek, and Waddle together, which, to be honest, I think was a bit of a mistake, or is mostly a mistake to do that in giant field tournaments. In a $100 spy, absolutely. You're just hoping the game does that. But it's pretty rare for, like, people that expensive to get there as a trio. It's sort of like Mahomes, Kelsey, Reek didn't do it very often back in the day.
I think that's true with, like, Matt Ryan or Jameis Winston or something, where there's, like, four guys who can get there. Uh-huh. There are two guys getting there on Miami. Cedric Wilson, through two games, is he is this year's Jalen Guyton Win Sprinter Award, the Chris Hogan. He has run a route on like 75% of dropbacks and has like four targets. It's just all going to those guys. Like, we're going to see multiple games this year where they combine for over 20 receptions.
Yeah, I think you're right. But to that end, and it wasn't quite that expensive, but like Patrick Mahomes with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill hardly ever worked, even if they put up 80 points combined, because it was so expensive.
They were so expensive, but also they would very rarely, like, Tyreek would get there on big plays. So yep. Tyreek is getting there on big plays and on like 16 targets. Now obviously they're not going to be in very many games or two. What did he throw, like 49 times or something? Like, that's going to be a real anomaly.
Yeah, and obviously that was just an outlier of outlier games. It was crazy. It was awesome. But I generally think overall strategy, it's I don't like pairing two expensive pass catchers with a quarterback very often.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. Quarterback this week, it's very hard to solve. Josh Allen breaking the slate. Jalen Hurts breaks every slate he's on. Kirk Cousins, the Vikings have the highest team total of the week, 29.5. Mahomes playing in a dome. Got some Mahomes dome stats for you. Seven games in a dome, 20 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 6 total sacks. The guy is already insane. Turns into even more insane in a dome. Not even to mention Justin Herbert, who I'm not that into this week, actually, with the rib injury. And, like, they're playing Jacksonville, so they probably quiet quit this one and get out of there with a 20-14 win. Lamar, Stafford has a huge total against that awful Arizona defense. Kyler has just been going nuts when they've been down in these games. Goff with the team total. I mean, like, it there, I think there are like 8 playable quarterbacks this week, and normally I don't think that.
I think that's true. I like it because I think we're going to have to do some weird stuff. Like, to be clear, Hurts and Allen are so far above in a tier by themselves. Like, it's not even funny. Yeah. Like, those are these smashes, and they're like triple the optimal probability, or actually, it's 2.5x of Kirk Cousins, who is the number 3 optimal probability in this game. We were talking a little bit earlier in the week, and you're like, wait a minute, this feels wrong. We have Kirk Cousins as the 3rd highest projected guy, and they have the highest total. So, you know, I think that it's warranted. Cousins obviously is a fine play. There's a lot of dudes out there. It's a funny week because last week there were so many, you know, people were jamming the expensive running backs, you know, Saquon couldn't fail and all of that kind of stuff. And this week, everyone's going to do everything they can to jam
expensive wide receivers.
Diggs and Amon-Ra St. Brown are looking like the 2 most popular players on the slate. Everyone's going to save with Lenny and David Montgomery or Josh Jacobs or whatever. So listen, we're likely to get single digits on Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry. Like, that's a classic zag. And I'm sorry, I know that's a bit of a tangent. We're talking quarterback, but overall slate strategy, I think that's the big one. Like, I'm all about fading those guys when they're 25% owned or coming in short on them, which is certainly what I did last week. But this week, it looks like you might get the three just massive, massive ceiling running backs in the single digits. So
yeah, I think you're right. I mean, my preferred looking at early stuff, I think, I mean, obviously Mahomes is going to, like, the thing with Mahomes is his double sacks are cheap. Smith-Schuster's right. 5,500, MBS, Hardman, Watson. I mean, Kelsey is expensive, but I think you can, the thing about the cheap prices is like 80 for 100 or 80 yards and a touchdown for MBS might play. You know, and the Hurts stuff is interesting because you can play him with Devonta Smith, you can play with Goddard, and then Washington all has affordable bringbacks too. Like, the Hurts thing sets up really well.
And he looked amazing as a thrower last week. Like, we were, you know, had some disdain for him in the past. We've talked about that a fair amount. As a thrower, he's an awesome fantasy quarterback because he runs so much, but he looked really good. He got all his, you know, AJ Brown and Devonta Smith and Dallas Goddard all got like decent workload. That's not like smash on a main slate for all 3 of them, but it was pretty good. Like, that's the scary thing with Hurts a lot of the time, is he's so hard to stack. I still think I'm more on the single stack train with him, just because it's like, yeah, you probably want him to rush 2 in if he's gonna like win the GPPs that week, and that makes it hard to bring along multiple pass catchers. But I don't know, do you think he's got Lamar in him? Because Lamar, you can double stack, even though you want him to run for 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them are similar, where you would probably want to single stack them and use, if you wanted to up the correlation, you'd do a double bring back. So you'd use 2 Washington football team wide receivers. And to be honest, I probably won't play any Lamar in tournaments this week. The Patriots just kind of muck everything up. They're just one of those teams, like, they could get down 14 and they're not going to turn into the Dolphins because they don't really have that ability. I mean, look, if I eat those words, and I mean, honestly, I have similar concerns with the Colts too. Like, I don't know if the Colts can press the Chiefs at all.
Yeah.
So that's totally real. I would say cash games, I will probably just do whatever the optimizer ends up saying on Sunday. I would prefer to play Hurts, I think, but if it's giving me Cousins and I can't find a way to save the 1,000, whatever. I probably want to play Hurts though. Probably in the end we'll end up playing Hurts, but my single entry quarterbacks, I would rank them respective to ownership. I would rank them Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, Stafford, Cousins with Goff. So I probably won't do a Goff team. Like, Goff can't really get 30. It would be very, very hard for him to get 30.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, for me, it's like Hurts and Allen are just, like I said earlier, it's just so far off in their own tier that, like, I'm going to prioritize them. Like, they're both, you know, they'll be the most popular quarterbacks, but it's only going to be 10 or 15% owned. It's not going to be 20. So I'm going to get over the field on both of them and then kind of see what happens. There's some weird ones. Like, can you, you know, obviously, yeah, all of the guys you mentioned are fine. No issue there. I don't, like, have a ton of pushback. Mahomes, especially when the cheaper situation now, it's a bit whack-a-mole, and I think you probably want Kelsey, so it's not like that cheap, but who knows. I mean, can you, like, we got Justin Fields playing against a really bad Houston defense. Like, he runs a lot. Do you think they actually let him throw 20?
Well, the reason to play Fields this week would be because David Montgomery is going to be the most popular running back play. And if Fields is scoring rushing touchdowns, that means that David Montgomery isn't. The issue, like, it's one of those things where, like, I think from like a theoretical perspective, it's fine, but I just can't. Because I've never seen it. It's so hard for me to imagine Fields throwing the ball 37 times and running for 80 yards and a touchdown. Like, I just can't. It feels very similar to like what actually the Denver-Houston game from last week, where it just ended up being super slow and gross.
No, I think that's probably fair. The one counter to that would be like, listen, Fields plus Mooney or Fields plus Equanimee as St. Brown, you know, I don't really, whatever. Like Fields and Mooney, Mooney's gotten a decent target share. They just don't throw the ball. That's 11, that's like 10-9 on DK. So if you do that, then you can play those expensive running backs and maybe still get one of, you know, like a Diggs in there as well. So like it's a week you do want a cheap stack if you can get it, because there's a lot of really expensive plays in really good spots.
I think I would go Mariota. If I wanted a really cheap guy, I'd go Mariota, Lockett, Pitts.
Yep, I think that's fine. Drake London's awesome. Like, I, you know, we talked about this last week, our ongoing wide receiver size debate. I was just like, I don't watch any college film ever, but like Drake London and Christian Watson are the superstars.
Watson has been, he ran the fifth most routes on the Packers last week, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was not great. But I do think, like, if, I don't know, he was injured all of camp. I think his role will expand. Talking about Watson, it's certainly not the Drake London role. Drake London's awesome. Like, he's already like a real play that is great. And I think Kyle Pitts, actually, while you're talking about Mariota, I get that wide receiver cornerback matchups or whatever, you know, who's guarding who kind of stuff is overblown, but we've gone so far in that. It's because, like, you know, 3-4 years ago, people talked about that all the time, so it was stupid. People overlooked at it. But now everyone's like, oh, it doesn't matter at all, and they're avoiding it entirely. I mentioned it both times. Like, Kyle Pitts mostly saw Marshon Lattimore and Jalen Ramsey the last 2 weeks, and those are the best two, like, covering big guys. You know, like, that's – Lattimore's not even all that great, but he just manhandles, like, the big dudes, and he did it to Pitts. And, you know, Ramsey's really tough to score against. I think Pitts is a good buy low. So, yeah, I can get there with – Falcon stacks in general, actually. Like, I don't hate it. You know, I think that's a fine cheap one, especially since there are so many good expensive pieces to play.
If you could look into the crystal ball for one position this week, I definitely think it would be running back, because we have three guys who are going to be just at giga chalk, right? All over 20% in single entry, three max type stuff in Leonard Fournette, David Montgomery, and Josh Jacobs. They are just going to be so owned. Fournette gets that awful Green Bay run defense. Tampa Bay's wide receivers are dead. He got 28 touches last week. Rashad White played 9 snaps. Josh Jacobs didn't play on first down or third downs. In week one, got all the third downs last week, got 21 touches.
90% market share rush. Like, yeah.
Played all the snaps. And then Montgomery, same deal. They actually are favored, I believe. Yeah, I think they're 3-point favorites at home. This is a game where they could get away with throwing 11 passes. It would probably end up being fine. He had 150 rushing yards last week. Herbert could get, I mean, I don't even have Montgomery for an absurd market share rushes. I have him for 54% of the rushes. Now, obviously, it's different on a team with a running quarterback. The way you project it is a little bit different. But if you were to scale him up to like 65, 68, I mean, he would break the projections.
Yeah. I mean, he's the worst play of the week. Let's be honest. Like, we're talking like expected value.
I'm not playing any of these guys in tournaments. I will play all three of them in cash, and I'll play none of them in tournaments.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. And I, you know, like, I play a million lineups, so I'm going to play 10% of them instead of, you know, when they're 30% owned. Len is the best play of those three, for sure. It's not really close, but here's the thing. Like, we talked last week, it's like, okay, Tampa Bay, like, nice-looking situation, right? It's Tampa Bay. Like, Brady will put up these massive games sometimes. Len can do these massive things. Len's tweeting this week about how he's going to get his fantasy owners touchdowns. Like, people are going to love that. Here's the thing. Their total has dropped 4.5 points. Mike Evans is amazing. I love the guy. not worth 4.5 points. Like, what's going on here? Like, is Brady starting to happen?
Offensive line, and they're all dead. I mean, Godwin's not going to play. Julio's not going to play. Their wide receivers are going to be Russell Gage, Breshad Perriman, Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I mean, and they didn't look like they wanted to score at all last week. Like, they looked like they were content winning 6-3. Like, they just, and the Packers, same deal. The Packers, all their wide receivers are banged up. I think today Dobbs was the only one that practiced. Lazard has an ankle. Watkins has something, like he always does. Watson got hurt, and Cobb has COVID, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not in great shape. I mean, if they get a little thin, I don't think anyone's going to play Christian Watson. Like, I feel quite confident that he's going to have a 100-yard, 2-touchdown game this year. So if they are down a receiver or two and people still don't want to play him, I will probably take a few bites at that apple, because I think he'll be an actual 1%er, unless they're down like 3 guys and then just a lot, you know, there's too much market share to go to him and he's going to project well. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the Tampa Bay situation is a little bit rough, but I don't know. Can Brady get through this? Like, Packers are zoning all over the place. You saw what Justin Jefferson did to him. Like, these are not that level of receiver, but Brady is that level of pick apart his own guy. Like, he can make things happen. Scotty Miller's fast as hell. Like, that dude's caught long touchdowns from Brady before.
I'm not playing any Brady. I'm 0% interested. 0% interested in Brady. I'm not going to play anyone from that game. I mean, maybe I would play Perriman or Miller as like a one-off. That's it, though.
You don't like it as, you know, leverage off of, I mean, Leonard Diggs are going to end up the most popular player.
No, because there are multiple ways to get leverage. You know, one is leverage performance-based. So it's like there are only so many touchdowns available or so many yards available. But the other is like salary leverage, right? Where like $8,000 running backs are smashing, that means that the $6,500 running backs got to do much more to find their way into optimals.
Yep. I 100% agree with you. That's a good point. That's kind of where I was leading with that. So I'm glad we're on the same page there. Famous last words. But, and listen, you said there's only so many touchdowns to go around. There are not projected to be a lot of touchdowns to go around. This is the thing. Like, when we were playing Tampa Bay all the time, despite Brady not rushing at all, they had 30 point totals all the time. They're at like 21. It's not pretty. There's risk of like total failure for the Tampa Bay offense this week.
Yeah. And so there are smash running back plays at the top. Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor. Mixon actually should probably be chalk in this spot, because
he will be kind of. He's the most popular expensive guy.
But even at what, 17%, I would rather play Mixon in this spot at 17% than David Montgomery for 25%.
Absolutely. Listen, Montgomery may well score 25 points. If he does, whatever, I'm going to have a bad week. He's objectively like bad expected value play this week in tournaments if he's going to be that popular.
We got, I actually think AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones is similar leverage on Fournette, where like if those guys are smashing, that means there's not as much available possessions.
Yeah. Didn't Dillon get more work than Jones last week, despite more Jones carries, going ape shit?
More carries, which probably is probably how it will be all year. I mean, I have AJ Dillon projected for 51% of the carries and Aaron Jones projected for 43%. And I'm pretty confident that's right.
Yeah. I think that's good. I like that.
It's a good week though to dumpster dive at running back.
So I think that's the thing. I think you're either spending way up or doing some dumpster diving. And like, just to reiterate, Taylor, McCaffrey, and also Derrick Henry. Like, I know all the stuff around the Titans looks terrible, but it's Derrick Henry. Remember last year, you know, like he does this when he was, I think, 3% owned against Seattle in like week 2 or 3 last year. And they got down a ton and it was like, okay, well, he's just screwed. And then he scored 50 in the second half. Like, he just, like, this is the thing, Derrick Henry, there's no like real, it's not that there isn't rhyme or reason to it. It's just like Derrick Henry has on his chalk weeks, he's got, you know, 15-20% optimal probability. Now he's got 10 or 11, but instead of being 30% owned, he's going to be 5% owned. Like, I'm going over Derrick Henry this weekend.
Yeah, not me. I'd rather play Burks, I think, for a Titan. I don't know. It's like, I'm at running back, I'm looking at like Raheem Mostert, Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Pierce, Mark Ingram if Kamara doesn't play, Darrell Williams if James Conner doesn't play.
You still on Ramondre over Damian Harris even after last week? Like, Damian Harris was an optimal, would have been an optimal running back if it was possible to hit the nuts last week.
Ramondre played, doubled him up on snaps and routes. I mean, they're going to give, they've always given,
but their offense sucks. So it's like, do they score two touchdowns? They're going to go to Damian Harris. Like, you're not trying to get like a ton of volume from the, like,
I think Ramondre, like, similar to how you think Watson's going to have a 100-yard, two-touchdown game, like, I'm pretty certain Ramondre will have a six-catch, two-touchdown game at some point.
Sure. Yeah, and he's not looking to be popular either. I think it's
– but I just want to play
– the only thing I'm interested in New England is those rushers, which is weird because that Ravens secondary is hot trash.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, I don't know, like, one-off Nelson Agholor or whatever this week. But,
sure.
I mean, Chase Edmonds, Mostert, Darrell Henderson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, it's like probably what ends up winning being is probably one of these. Like, honestly, like, I just am preparing myself for 22 David Montgomery points or whatever and just losing to that. Mm-hmm. But, and it's not to say that that him and Jacobs are like unplayable and Fournette are unplayable, because I don't think they are if you get weird with other stuff. But like, you know, Hurts and A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Leonard Fournette and Irv Smith Jr., like, you've already lost. Like, that, like, your dude, like, those four players are owned together on like 8% of rosters or whatever.
I think Hurts A.J. Brown's okay, actually. A.J. Brown is looking, relative to optimal probability, like, a little bit under-owned compared to the other, like, big wide receivers. So I'm okay with him this week. I think that's not egregious yet, but C.E.H. I think is a really good one, like you said. There's definitely some positive leverage there. Like, what happens? So, Darrell Williams, like, if James Conner doesn't play, it's brutal Rams defense. You know, it's a really good run defense. Like, I think at 5,100, if Conner's out, people are going to not jam him, but I think he'll be probably more popular than he's worth. Does that track with you?
I mean, I would say no. If Eno wasn't going to play as well, I would say, like, we want the volume over the efficiency, especially when a guy is cheap and not owned. But yeah, with Eno, like, Eno will get in there for some of the work. Like, maybe it'll be a 60-40 or whatever. I mean, it was a straight 50-50 after Connor left. Now, Daryl got third downs and goal line, so you could say, like, whatever, it doesn't matter if Eno's playing on some first downs. But it's not like when Daryl was a Chief where he just was getting all the good stuff. It's very different.
Yep. I think Antonio Gibson, and potentially with the Commanders defense, is like an excellent leverage play. Like, Hurts has looked amazing this year, but we have a lot of sample of Hurts, like, not being that good and making dumb plays. And like, do they turn him over deep and Gibson punches him in? Gibson's getting a lot of work. He's not going to be popular. And if Hurts is Hurts AJ Brown is the second most popular stack after Allen to Diggs. It's pretty strong leverage there. I think, you know, it's not a super high probability one, but that's a smash if that happens.
Yeah. All right. Wide receiver. I mean, what do you do? Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek, Devontae Adams, AJ Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, like, gonna need one of those seven guys to win $1 million. Good luck figuring out who it is.
Yeah. What do you think about Ja'Marr? That's the sleeping giant
He's the leverage play on those guys, because, I mean, he was not owned last week, and he's not going to be owned this week either.
Nope. And I think we talked a little bit about the potential problem, even though we thought Cincinnati would roll on Dallas. It's like, that's a little scary. Like, they are a weird blitzy team. They've got some really good individual playmakers. And, yeah, Micah Parsons gave them hell. The offensive line doesn't look good, but I think they're not that bad. And, like, the Jets' defense, I guess, is better than we thought it would be, but I'm still not super scared of it. And I think that's the big leverage there. I think AJ Brown is looking a little bit under-owned so far. We'll see how much he gets steamed. I think Gabe Davis is a really strong one.
Oh, Gabe Davis is the nuts. Yeah.
Yep. Just talking purely leverage, I think, playing like Gabe Davis and Knox, or Gabe Davis and Isaiah McKenzie without Diggs and Allen, like, I think that's a really sharp way to get weird.
What does Kumaro cost?
I don't care.
Well, if Gabe Davis doesn't play, Yeah, he's the dead man. He played the most snaps of Bills wide receivers last week if Gabe Davis doesn't play.
Yeah, did you watch that game, though? I mean, it was a lot of wins, Brent.
Like, oh, I mean, he's a blocker. I mean, he's been in the NFL for 6 years and has, like, one touchdown. I mean, he's useless, but...
Yeah, I was playing in that on the Monday night slate. I was playing, like, a fair amount of Khalil Shakir, just being like, maybe. You know, yeah. he's the younger guy with the real ceiling. I don't think Kumaro has enough ceiling.
No, really he's got... Mess with. You just need... Two catches for 60 yards and a touchdown or whatever. I mean, the problem this week is there's not a cheap guy. I mean, it's like Olave and Dortch are the guys who are there. And I mean, Olave,
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there. He's 5,100. Like, yep. He's $400 less than Smith-Schuster.
I mean, Olave is a monster play. Like, that, he had 320 air yards last week. That's
334. That's
yeah, we all, I mean, but whatever, everyone calculates them differently, but yeah, from my play-by-play data, it was three, whatever, yeah, yeah, 300 plus air yards, that does not happen ever. Like,
he is, he's a very good play. I think he was, I think he's in our optimal right now. I don't think I will play him in cash.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for cash, but I really like him as a tournament play.
Getting on some of these mid-tier guys is probably the leverage. Like, Smith-Schuster is my guy. I've reiterated this on all my shows, but like, he's in a amazing play when the Chiefs play bad teams and going to be a much worse play when they play really good teams. Like, he's going to do shitty against the Bills. Like, don't be surprised when he has 4 for 12 against the Bills. Like, it's pretty much just going to happen. But when they play the Colts and they play the Raiders and the Cardinals, like, he's going to crush those teams. T at 6,100, really good play. Drake London.
Might be chalk. Like, it's a little bit the week one where it was like, okay, T's the good leverage because their market share of targets is much closer than people think it is and much closer than people are projecting. But now it's getting to be like, okay, people are more on T, and Chase does have the absolute nuclear ceiling that, you know, T can, obviously, like, he can do 102 or whatever if he's running good, but Chase can do 203. He can have the Tyreek game from last week.
I think that if you go back to when T came back from the injury he had last year, Chase just has one more target than him, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that week one. It was like 24.1 to 23.8 on the season. It was much closer than I think people would have thought.
Michael Thomas, 6,000. To really dumpster dive, we have Skowronek, Scotty Miller, Nico Collins. Dortch, I think, will pick up ownership again. I wonder if Christian Kirk, if there's a little bit of sticker shock at 6,200 on him. He seems decent. It's I mean, this is why people are going to play all these expensive wide receivers, though, is that the mid-tier is just not that appealing. Right. Metcalf and Lockett are pretty interesting. I do like MVS with I like MVS with Mahomes, and Shark instead of Amon-Ra St. Brown is also pretty interesting.
I think I'm more likely to either play Swift or just hope they fail, because I think if the offense is humming, like, it's the way Jared Goff locks in on him is pretty ridiculous.
Shark end zone targets for each of the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's a great deep threat. He's really good when when he's been healthy. He's had some
well,
big
one
stuff.
Of the ones
he's
last
had
week
trash QBs. Not
one of the ones
now,
last
but.
Week was a short one, was like a 3-yarder or whatever. Okay. So I'm fairly interested in him.
So Perryman, you're talking Thomas and Olave, and Jameis is cheap. Can you get there?
The
with
problem
CMC,
is,
maybe?
I think that that game will just be too slow because the Saints are all banged up right now, and the Panthers have run 104 plays through 2 weeks.
I think I agree. I think that is the problem. I like Olave. I like McCaffrey. I'm fine with Thomas. I like them all as one-offs, but yeah, I don't really want to stack this game up. I am with you that I'm a little bit scared of that.
If you wanted to do Burrow and Chase, you could definitely use Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson as bringbacks because the Jets – have just run so many plays trailing in these games. So that I think both and not like despite Garrett Wilson coming off a billion points, he's not going to be owned.
And Corey Davis leads the team in air yards because he's had two big games. But like Corey Davis is getting a ton of looks too. I think you should be running back. Like a lot of the time we talk, over in years past, it's like the Jets suck so much that you can stack against them and don't even worry about a bring back. I think you want one if you're playing Bengals stacks.
Yeah, I think their wide receivers are good enough now that is correct. All right. You got any other wide receiver takes?
I did have one more thing. So I am willing to entertain the idea that Adam Thielen just might be dust.
He's done.
Because he since Jefferson's been around, he's gotten more end zone looks. He's our red zone looks. Like, he has been the bigger touchdown threat. And it looks like, he got 7 targets last week. 6 of them were in the fourth quarter. Like, he did nothing until it was the end of the game. So I'm a little like, yeah, I think I might be off of Adam Thielen, even though it does stand out as like, that's pretty interesting leverage in a game where, Jefferson and ASB are going to be just bonkers chalk. But yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Tight end. Herb Smith, 20% owned week. You into it?
I am not, sir.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm going to be able to get there. Same with TJ Hawkinson. Those are going to be the two chalk tight ends. Like, and they stink, and their quarterbacks are fine. But like, that's a little seems a little dumb to me. I'd rather play like Tyler Higbee. What's different about his situation than last week?
Well, he's more expensive.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Yeah. 4,500. I mean, if I'm playing a non-Kelsey tight end and not punting, I'm playing Kyle Pitts.
Yep. And he's almost into punt price and territory. He's 4,800. Like, he's not that much more expensive than these other guys. Andrews is a little tough. I kind of like it as a one-off potentially because, like, if the Ravens, it's not going to be a super high-paced game, but Andrews can get 2 touchdowns. And even if it's 4 for 80, if it's with 2 touchdowns, probably winning tight end. Yes. Goddard, I think, is really a good play as well. He's right at the same price tag as Kyle Pitts. But yeah, I think it's time to start buying on Kyle Pitts. I did not really play him the first 2 weeks, but I'm in. Dawson Knox is pretty good leverage just because Diggs is going to be so popular. Like, I think stacking Allen with somebody besides Diggs is scary, but like, I don't think what we all watched together, the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams level of locking in, or Stafford Cup level of locking in that Allen did to Diggs last week. I don't think that's gonna, whatever. We saw it once. It's the last thing that happened. So everyone's like, yes, must play, greatest thing. But it's probably not,
back to Juwan Johnson. He got a bunch of targets again. I think he was like 4th at the position in expected points last week.
Mm-hmm.
Some number of people will be playing Olave. Probably can't do Cole Kmet. Maybe Evan Ingram. He saw 8 targets last week.
Hayden Hurst gets targets. Like, he's a cheap piece to go in. If you want Burrow with Chase, play Hayden Hurst, then like, Corey Davis or something. That's an affordable way to stack that up. Isaiah Everett is more expensive now, but
Isaiah Likely ran 8 routes last week and was targeted 5 times. So
what's the more important statistic there, though, bud?
I think the targets. I actually think, because you can always play more. They could always be like, all right, we're just going to play more heavy stuff, and I Likely will get better at blocking, and we'll have him out there more. But you can't become a better football player overnight. Like you're getting targeted because you're open. Targets, like, it's not like carries. Like, targets are earned. Like, if a guy gets 5 targets on 8 routes, that's way more signal than Tony Jones Jr. getting 10 carries on 20 snaps or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. It's why, like, Paris Campbell last week going from 70% of the snaps to 95% of the snaps. It's like, who cares? Like, he's still going to be a slot receiver that doesn't get any targets. I don't know.
Gerald Everett?
I mentioned him. He's getting a little pricier, and, like, if you are worried about Herbert, but, like, I also, like, I don't know, man. I think people are off of the Chargers, and like, it's not a good Jacksonville defense. It's a better Jacksonville offense. So like, maybe they can hang with him. Trevor Lawrence actually has been really good the first couple of weeks. Maybe that game could shoot out, and I don't think people are on it. You're going to get, like, if no one will play Keenan if he plays. But I think what you're hoping for, since nobody's on it, is Keenan doesn't play and you get the Mike Williams, Gerald Everett, with Christian Kirk bring back at like pretty sillily low ownership.
You can play.
I don't think that game.
You can
has...
play Palmer too if Keenan doesn't play.
Yeah, I suppose that's fine. Darren, and then what about Darren Waller? Like, it's not looking pretty, but
I mean,
he's very
Foster,
very low.
Foster Moreau did play more snaps than him last week.
Yeah, well, who garnered the more targets per route run? Probably Waller.
Waller, I don't think. I'm
gonna not look and feel pretty confident.
Moreau might have not been targeted at all.
Yeah. So like Waller is also good. You know, Josh Jacobs is kind of silly chalk.
Yeah.
That's
Tyler Conklin too, if CJ Uzomah doesn't play again. Conklin played every snap for the Jets. He was on the field for every snap for the Jets last week.
Okay, sure.
That's all I got.
Not that into that. Yeah, I mean, the Chargers have the fourth highest total. It's dropped 2.5 points since open, but, you know, it's Minnesota and Buffalo, and then drop a point, and you get to KC, and then the Chargers are right there. The Chargers have a higher total than the Eagles. I'm, like, just going through this with you right now, I think I'm going to end up being over on the Justin Herbert stacks.
Yeah. And then defense, we don't have a Bengals from last week. Packers should get pretty owned. The Raiders, I think the Raiders are going to end up being the fairly chalk defense. I like them. I like the Falcons and the Seahawks.
Yes. Seahawks look like the biggest chalk. I mean, that's a bad defense. So like you're just entirely relying on Marcus Mariota screwing up a bunch, which listen, he's perfectly capable of doing that. But yeah. I don't think the contextual fact. Same idea with Houston. Like, I think I'm going to get over Fields and the defense against him one last time, at least, you know. Like, someday they're going to let him. They're going to have to let him throw more.
Yeah.
I think there's a big ceiling there.
All right. Favorite game stack?
That is going to be – well, can you go first, actually? I know this, but, like, I'm trying to look at my stuff here. I forgot my answer.
If Michael Pittman Jr. does not play, I do like Chiefs stacks with a Doolin, Granson, Mo Ali Cox bring back. If Pittman does play, it's harder.
Stracken play anymore last week? Because that guy gets a lot of targets when he plays, but he played like 4 snaps in week one.
He definitely did play more. Yeah, he got up to 70% of the snaps. He got targeted 3 times. But I mean, Matt Ryan, it's hard to kind of take anything away because Matt Ryan like had one of the worst games I've ever seen a professional quarterback play last week. I mean, they scored 0 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
I
think Philly Washington is probably my favorite because it looks kind of chalky, but there's so many different ways you can do it. You know, you can play Hurts with just Smith or just Goddard or just AJ Brown, and then there's 3 combos of 2 to double stack. So I don't think any of the individual Hurts stacks are going to be like just absolutely bonkers chalk to the point like Allen and Diggs are. Cause I think that's the highest optimal probability, but I think you can get a weird with Philly, the Washington receivers, like because there's 3 of them, like they're not going to really project well individually, but like one of them probably ends up doing pretty well here. Are you still, last week we were talking about the Terry McLaurin buy low. Are you done now or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Dotson man.
Sure.
I mean, that's Dotson. Dotson is not really earning targets, but I expect that to change, because he is always open. That guy is like I just watched a couple cut ups of his routes, and like he is just dusting these poor defenders. And I think his emergence is just very bearish for McLaurin because McLaurin always got there on like a lot of volume. Mm-hmm. But I just never thought he was all that good. And I mean, if you're losing all this work to Curtis Samuel, like GG's, you know, like he's Curtis Samuel.
Right. Right. Minnesota Detroit is obviously like, that's the, like the worst expected value. It's going to be probably more popular than it's worth. And I don't really love the like, oh, I'm going to play Cousins with Thielen and bring it back with DJ Chark. I think that's a little too cute. So I'm going to kind of hope that that game doesn't do well or play like, you know, play some Dalvin Cook kind of stuff. But it's scary because both of those teams' defenses suck. So that's what you want in fantasy. Can you talk? I mean, we talked a little bit about the Rams in Arizona earlier. I mean, can you stack that up? Like Allen Robinson's not going to get played.
If I did, I would do Kyler, Dortch, Higbee. Cup.
I think that is way too low ceiling for me. It's just because those guys may lead the teams in targets, but they're like Greg Dortch is not putting up 30.
He'd get 22.
Sure, but it's like it's pretty unlikely. And I think that if Kyler's really humming, it's gonna be to Hollywood.
He leads the team in routes the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, and he's a little guy. Kyler maybe likes him, you know. They like
it's just
hang
it's
out and
Kyler just likes to throw to, he likes to throw to the slot. It's just easier for him.
Yeah. I fully understand that. But I think if Kyler's gonna nuke, he's running one in and he's completing at least two bombs to Hollywood, who like poor Hollywood, like that guy, you know, he dropped another like huge one last week. That game against with the Ravens last year was like the most tilting thing ever. Whereas like he was that stack was so low owned, and it was just like he had, you know, 200 air yards that were just free. He just actually dropped long touchdowns.
I mean, it was the Lions game that I was like, this guy is shaving points. It was so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And all right, Chargers dude. And Jaguars, I actually can kind of, like we mentioned, I can get into that.
Yeah, if Keenan plays, that game will be really off the radar because none of those guys are hitting optimals. But if Keenan doesn't play, I think you're going to run into some ownership spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. This is a cool week. I think the overall thing where, you know, last week everyone jammed expensive running backs, and because they didn't do very well and some wide receivers did, this week everyone's going to jam wide receivers. And it's like, I don't know, I kind of want to play some cheap stacks and jam some expensive running backs. Like, that's not always going to be my strategy, but that's the Zag this week, and I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Yep. All right, everyone, we're getting out of here. See you next week. I'll be back with Reeves tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.